It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
And welcome back. Long time no see, folks, as we're back here at Afton Central School for the second game of our doubleheader tonight. It's the Unitego boys. They're in town for a MAC showdown with the Afton Crimson Knights. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Coors Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And again, our Section 4 disclaimer is that this presentation is a broadcast by WCDO with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. So the Afton girls kept it really tight in our first game with Unitego, but they fall 42-31. If you just saw the box score, I think that might be a little misleading, because that was a one-point game with about 3 minutes left before Unitego got some timely buckets to pull away for a MAC victory on the road here at Afton. Kudos to Afton. They played some really scrappy defense, did a great job rebounding the ball. Now we have the Afton boys and the Unitego boys, two teams that I still think are searching for their early season identity. Unitego has a lot of pieces that certainly are good varsity-type players when you look at Cooper Thayer, Jared Smith, and, of course, their big man, Dean Reed. Zach Youngs also brings a lot to the table. So this is a team that has some talent, still trying to find their way a little bit under head coach Cal Locke. I think the pieces are there, though, for them to be right in the mix, you know, towards the middle of the MAC. Afton on the other side for longtime head coach Dick Winans, who's put together some fantastic teams at Afton here over his time. Is a team, too, that lost some good pieces to graduation, and they are still searching for a proven leader. I think the guy to look for is Michael Graven Briggs, who had 13 points in a loss last night here on their home floor against Lawrence. So you got to look for him. He's a quick 5'8 guard. He can shoot from the outside. Two other guys that have been filling it up lately include Brett Hubbard and Colin Nabinger. So those are some other faces that we'll be looking for here tonight as the Crimson Knights, here on the last game of the doubleheader, we'll try to pick up a victory on the boys' side. We're going to pause for the starting lineups here, but when we come back, we'll have game two of our doubleheader between Unitego and Afton, set to be a good one here, a boys' MAC showdown tonight between the Crimson Knights and the Unitego Spartans. We'll be back with more. I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in this stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. We get you set for our boys' game here. Unitigo is in the road green uniforms with the white trim. Says Unitigo in white lettering across the front of the uniform. Afton in the home whites with the red trim. Says Afton in red lettering across the front of their uniform. Starting lineups here for the varsity boys from Unitigo, a sophomore number 2, Noah Hotella, a junior number 4, Cooper Thayer, a senior number 10, Jared Smith, a junior number 22, Dawson Wilsey, and a junior number 32, Dean Reed. For Afton, a senior number 2, Keith Ives, a senior number 10, Mikey Graven-Briggs, a senior number 13, Brett Hubbard, a junior number 21, Kyle Grover, and a junior number 22, Colin Nabinger. Unitigo is going to win the opening tip, and here's Dean Reed down low in the paint as Unitigo goes left to right, misses the shot, it rolls out of bounds, and we're going to have an early foul on Jared Smith of Unitigo, who went up for the rebound, fouled his man, and so Afton going right to left in those home white uniforms, the red trim will bring it up the floor for the first time tonight. Here is Mikey Graven-Briggs passing one off, now he gets it back at the top of the key, man-to-man for Unitigo. And this is Colin Nabinger outside the three-point line, back for Graven-Briggs. Little crossover move down low, up off the glass, no good. Rebound for Keith Ives, off the glass and in. Keith Ives with his first buck of the night. And Afton with a 2-0 lead over Unitigo. Into the corner now. They go down low for Dean Reed at the right low block. Tries to find Jared Smith down on the left low block. Stripped of the ball, and here comes Afton back the other way. With 7:10 to go first quarter, a 2-0 lead for the Knights here over the Spartans. Left side, Mikey Graven-Briggs will dump one off here, looking for Colin Nabinger, but stolen away by Dean Reed of Unitigo. Coast to coast, off the glass, can't get it to go, gets his own rebound, misses again, ball punched out of bounds, and we'll go back to Afton. So Dean Reed has had 3 point blank opportunities, and just unable to get it in. 6:50 to go in this first quarter, 2-0 lead for Afton over Unitigo. And here is Keith Ives again at the top of the key. Man-to-man for Unitigo on defense. Left side, outside the three-point line. Here for Graven-Briggs. Again, baseline drive, floater, and he's fouled down low by Dawson Wilsey. Some good contact there as those two meet at the left low block. 6:35 to go, first quarter, an early 2-0 lead for Afton over Unitigo. And Mikey Graven-Briggs, the senior, will step to the line. Good outside shot for him as the first shot is up and good for Graven-Briggs at 13, as we said earlier last night in a loss to Lawrence here at home. Second shot for Graven-Briggs, no good. Rebound for Unitigo's Dean Reed, and you can see he looks hungry after missing those first couple of shots. 6.5 to go first quarter, 3-0 lead for Afton over Unitigo. Here's Jared Smith outside the three-point line in the corner. Reversing it back around for Dawson Wilsey for three. It's short. Rebound Jared Smith, and the kiss off the glass is good for Jared Smith. His first buck of the night, and it's 3-2. 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Here is Graven-Briggs outside the three-point line. Passing into the corner here for Nabinger. Back for Graven-Briggs. Left side corner. Graven-Briggs baseline pass is intercepted by Dawson Wilsey of Unitigo. And the outlet pass here for Cooper Thayer, who streaks down the left side of the floor. Wilsey to the right side, back across and into the corner now for Dean Reed. Left low block up and good for Reed. And he's got 2 points, and Unitigo takes the lead 4-3 with 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Michael Graven-Briggs walks one up the floor, left side for Colin Nabinger, who gets across the half-court line. Nabinger down low, kicks one back out here for Kyle Grover. Grover surveying his options, gets one back for Nabinger for three in the corner, downtown for Colin Nabinger. He dials long distance and it's good, and Afton leads 6-4 with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Here is Jared Smith again outside the three-point line for Unitigo. Is there in the road green uniforms, the white and the black trim. In the corner now, they go down low for Dean Reed at the left low block. The kiss off the glass is good for Dean Reed, and Unitigo takes a 6-6 advantage back down the floor. Up off the glass here. This one is no good. Rebound for Noah Hotella. And Unitigo back up the floor. Yes, I know, folks. I said it was a 6-6 advantage. It is tied. That's why I'm in radio. The math thing isn't so good for me. And off the glass for Dean Reed. Now they have the advantage. And Reed, with 6 points, gives Unitigo an 8-6 lead. 4:40 to go, first quarter. Timeout taken here by the Crimson Knights. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Catskill Shed Company is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure you check out Catskill Shed Company on Facebook for great photos of a variety of sheds, cabins, cottages, garages, outdoor furniture, and more. If you need help and guidance on how to best set up your new building, Catskill Shed can help with that too. From pouring a concrete pad to delivering it right to your property, they are there every step of the way. Call 320-5005 or stop by the corner of Routes 7 and 8 in Sydney, across from the Speedway. Like them today on Facebook for current discounted items. Catskill Shed Company, 320-5005.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:40 to go in the first quarter, an 8-6 lead for Unitego. They're trying to add to it here. Jared Smith to the bucket. It's knocked out of his hands and out of play. Ball will stay with Unitego as they go left to right. They will have the ball underneath their own basket. They lead by two with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Smith gets it in, finds Hotella. Hotella tries to go to the high post there for Smith, intercepted. Afton comes away with it. Back down the floor, up off the glass here for Zach Alford. No good. Kicks it back out for Navinger, and the three ball is short. Not enough mustard on that one, and it died on the front rim. 4:15 to go, first quarter. Here's Cooper Thayer back down the floor. Finds Smith, thought about a three. Instead, passes one left side for Hotella. Kicks one back out, Cooper Thayer. Three ball, no good. Rebound loose on the floor, and right to Mikey Graven Briggs. Afton off to the races. Briggs tries to go to Alford, and too much muscle on the pass. Off the hands of Alford and out of play. 3:58 to go, first quarter. 2-point lead for Unitego. 8-6 on the road here in a MAC contest tonight against Afton. And Unitego back down the floor. They go to Dean Reed. He's down low once again on the baseline. Sweet move up and in for Dean Reed, and he's got 8 of Unitego's 10 points. Off to a great start tonight with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Dribble drive now, a steal from Jared Smith, and they'll say he stepped on the line with 3:40 to go in this first quarter. Unitego comes with the press once again. They lead by 4, 10-6. A man-to-man full-court press here. Afton looks to get it in with Zach Alford. Alford finds Graven Briggs, and he's immediately sandwiched in a double team, but they're going to have a call here against Cooper Thayer. They say he got a little too handsy there. 3:35 to go, first quarter, 10-6 the score. Unitego with the lead. Afton trying to pass that one long, but they instead will have to go short to get it in, and a kick is called on Unitego. Boy, this man-to-man full-court press is tight. Unitego really going for the steal. And Afton gets it in, but they're in the backcourt, and another foul here on Dean Reed, and it is apparent that this Zebra crew is going to call all those little bumps, all those little hand checks here. And Afton's going to have to be is going to have to be careful. That's their fourth foul in the first quarter. Still none on Afton. So 3.5 to go, first quarter. Unitego leading 10-6. Afton will look to get the ball in. And they try once again, but it was kicked there by Jared Smith. And so this is about the third or fourth time where Afton has tried to get the ball, and there's either been a foul or the ball was punched back out of bounds by tight Unitego defense. Finally, Afton gets it in, and Mikey Graven Briggs will try to go coast to coast. And a foul here, a block by Cooper Thayer. And Graven Briggs was flying in there looking for the right-handed layup, and Cooper Thayer tried to do the best he could to take that charge, but didn't have his feet set, according to the officiating crew, and Mikey Graven Briggs will go to the line here. 3:25 to go, first quarter, 10-6 to score. First shot is up for Graven Briggs, and it's good, so he's got 2 points. 10-7 to score with 3:25 to go, first quarter. Second shot coming here for Graven Briggs. And this one off the back of the rim, no good. Ball is loose on the rebound and brought down. Nice job there by Unitego. Back up the floor they come with Andy Sheldon. Sheldon to the right side. Now finding Jared Smith. One-handed pass across there for Zach Carey. He passes down low for Noah Hotella through his hands. And Afton briefly intercepted it, but there was a kick call. And so they'll say it went out of bounds off the kick and is going to stay with Unitego. So the shot clock gets reset with 3:05 to go first quarter. Unitico with a three-point lead, 10-7. Unitico gets it in. And we'll see here. It looks like they're going to say that shouldn't have been a shot clock reset, so they're going to reset it back down to where it was. That was at 17. I thought with the kick it was going to reset, but it was not. So it goes back to 17. They go down low. Noah Hotella up and in. And Hotella puts it in to give Unitico a 12-7 lead with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Afton back down the floor here with Nabinger. Nabinger trying to go coast to coast. Instead, dumps one off, up off the glass, and good there for Kyle Grover. Nice job to make it 12-9. Unitico back down the floor here with Cody Smith and into the corner for Zach Carey. Bounce pass, back across for Hotella. For Carey in the right corner, outside the three-point line. With 2:35 to go first quarter, they go down low for Sheldon off the glass, and good. Andy Sheldon with 2 points. And Unitico increases it to a 5-point lead, 14-9 with 2:25 to go first quarter. Graven Briggs will break the press. Speeding through, trying to go coast to coast. Gets the bucket, and he's fouled for Michael Graven Briggs. And he's hard to stop in the open floor like that because he just goes flying in there. Goes up for the layup, and you're going to have to get in his way, try to take a charge, something. But he's able to get it to go down with 2:20 to go first quarter. Briggs to the foul line, gets it to go. He's got five, and it's a two-point ball game. So Afton hanging tough here. It's 14-12 with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Here is Jared Smith reversing one around to the far side and back up top here for Cody Smith. He goes down low, stripped of the ball, and the officials will say it's going to stay with Unitico as we come up on the two-minute mark to go here in this first quarter. As Zach Youngs checks into the game, replacing Noah Hotella. And so Jared Smith is going to inbound the ball here for the Spartans. Gets one in for Cody Smith. Back up top for Zach Carey. Straightaway three, no good. Rebound for Zach Youngs. Big rebound there. Finally punched out of bounds, though. As Youngs was trying to get the pass off, Graven Briggs was right there. Got his fingertips on it. Knocked it out of play. So Unitico, with a minute 58 to go in the first quarter and a two-point lead, will inbound in front of the Afton bench. Spartans going left to right, as here is Cody Smith. Zips one back across for Jared Smith. The Smith duo here in the front court for the Spartans. Jared Smith, right side, three. That one died on the front rim, no good. And a rebound here for Afton. Stolen right back, though, by Smith, but then Afton will take it right back away. And here comes Michael Graven Briggs, and he's fouled. And that's the speed that we're talking about here. Unitico not getting back quite in time, and that speed there of Graven Briggs comes back to bite him once again. And he's going to go to the line here. In the first quarter, this is the seventh foul, so Graven Briggs is going to go with the 1-1. No fouls on Afton, seven on Unitico. And a lot of them have been in transition here in the open court running. So Afton hanging tough with a minute 35 to go in the first quarter. They come in off a loss last night to Lawrence, who we've seen this year on CDO, one of the top teams in the Tri-Valley. Tough always to play back-to-back nights, but Afton so far showing no side effects of playing two nights in a row. As Graven Briggs puts it in, he's got six. Second one coming here for the senior, Michael Graven Briggs wearing number 10. Second one is up and good. He's got 7 points. Tie ball game, 14-14, and that 5-point lead for Unitico was evaporated with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Bounce pass for Carey on the far side. Gets it back from Zach Youngs. Cody Smith again finding Zach Carey. Carey dribble drive into the paint. They'll say he took one too many steps. Traveling violation goes back the other way with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. So here comes that full court man-to-man pressure once again from the Unitico Spartans. Graven Briggs will get this one in and finds Zach Alford. Back to Graven Briggs again. Dribble drive, passing one off. The jumper there is off the mark, no good. And then right back, up and in. Great play. Makes it 16-14 for Afton. Great job, and that was from Marcus Pinnell, who puts one in, one of the JV call-ups tonight here. Rebound for Dean Reed, back the other way, and he's into double figures. He's got 10. We're tied 16-16 with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter, and we're going to have a whistle. This is going to be another Unitico foul. I think Cal Locke is saying to the officials, okay, I'm all right with some of these fouls, but it's 8-0 up on the board right now. 8 fouls against Unitigo and none so far against Afton. And here's Michael Graven Briggs right back to the charity stripe once again with 50 seconds to go in the quarter. First one is up and good for Graven Briggs. He's saying, I can stand here all night and make these if you, you know, if you want me to. So Michael Graven Briggs to the line. 17-16 the score as Afton takes the lead. Michael Graven Briggs, second shot no good. Rebound for Zach Youngs of Unitigo. And he'll hand one off here to Dawson Wilsey, who sat for a little bit there due to foul trouble in the first quarter. Finds Zach Carey on the left side as Unitigo goes left to right. They trail by 117-16 with 35 seconds to go first quarter. Zach Youngs back out for Cody Smith for three. Right side, no good. Dean Reed, the rebound, puts it up, can't get it to go. Another rebound here for Afton, and they're running down the floor with Zach Alford. Alford trying to go coast to coast. Knocked down. Ball is loose with 20 seconds left, and Unitigo comes out of the scrum with it. Zach Carey, a lofty pass ahead for Dean Reed. Dumps one off for Zach Youngs. Gets it to go, and he's fouled. Zach Youngs with the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. 11 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Unitigo leads 18-17. Got a barn burner on our hand here, folks. As really up and down the floor, we go. Zach Youngs, the first one, is good on the three-point play, giving Unitigo a 19-17 lead. Here's Mikey Graven-Briggs back down the floor again. He lost it. Ball loose on the floor, and it rolls out of bounds, and we'll go back to Unitigo. So here they are. They have 5 seconds left in the quarter. They lead by two. Let's see if they might try to roll it up the floor a little bit. Let's see. They will. They'll let it roll up to about half court. Here's Cody Smith. Gets one back for Dawson. We'll see. Down low for Dean Reed at the buzzer. Got it. Very well executed play by Unitigo. Gives them a 21-17 lead at the end of the first quarter. Dean Reed with 12 points for Unitigo. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back as we start the second quarter. Nate Lull with you live on WCDO. Tonight from Afton Central School, it's our boys contest, the second one of the doubleheader, with Unitigo leading Afton 21-17. Unitigo with the ball as we start the second quarter, and Zach Carey will walk it up the floor across the Afton Central logo. Passing to the left side in front of the Afton bench for Dawson Wilsey. And now back for Zach Carey. A little give and go back for Wilsey. They try to go down low. Ball is tipped. Wilsey gets it back. 15 on the shot clock. He's in the left-hand corner. Finds Dean Reed at the foul line. Good stutter step move. Reed off the back of the glass. No good. Rebound here for Zach Alford of Afton. He tries to go coast to coast. Up and in. No, they'll call a charge. And Afton has just been asking for that so far here tonight. As they really just, they look like a bull in the china shop when they're taking it to the rim. And this time they get called. Nice job there by Dawson Wilsey to take the charge. 7:10 to go, second quarter. 21-17 the score. Unitigo on top of Afton here in game two of our doubleheader. Unitigo girls defeating Afton 42-31 to start things off here tonight. Dean Reed with a good look to the far side, finding Tyler Stein, and he puts it in to give Unitigo a 23-17 lead with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Here is Zach Alford with a nice nifty little move on the crossover. Goes down low. Turnaround shot here is off the mark and no good for Marcus Pinnell. And ball rolls out of bounds off that rebound, and we'll go back to Unitego. Wasn't sure exactly who touched it last. They will say it was the Knights of Afton. 6:35 to go, second quarter. Unitego on top, 23-17. Here's Dawson Wilsey, top of the key. Passing one for Zach Carey in the left side corner. Now for Dean Reed, who has 12 points. And shuffles one across. Now for Dawson Wilsey, who gets into the paint, up off the glass. No good. Rebound for Reed. Skying high for that one. Back for Youngs, and he's fouled. And that was all due to the hard work of Dean Reed there, who hustled for that rebound, gave it to Youngs. And he put it up off the glass, couldn't get it to go, but was fouled. It was 6:15 to go in the second quarter. Unitego with a 23-17 lead. Youngs to the line. First one, no good. A little short on that one. And off the front of the rim, no good. Second shot coming here for Zach Youngs. And this one is good. So Youngs with 4 points. 24-17 lead for Unitego. Ball is loose off the press. And Unitego comes away with a steal. They'll set it up again going left to right. Here is Dawson Wilsey finding Dean Reed. Passes down low again for Youngs, and he's fouled. And Afton has gotten a little hack-a-shack happy down there on the last couple of possessions, and they send Zach Youngs right back to the line. So Youngs with 4 points here, the senior who was a great running back this year for the Unitego football team, a team that went all the way to the Section 4 Class D finals before falling to Sydney. First one for Youngs is no good. I think what I'll remember Youngs for the most this year in football, he just had a punishing run game against Groton in the football Section 4 Class D semifinals, had about 90 yards, and he earned every single one of them. Just showed me how tough he was. Second one is good for Youngs, and now another steal off the press here from Unitego. Youngs has 5 points, gets this one down low for Dean Reed, spin move up and in, he's got 14. And Afton head coach Dick Winans has seen enough. He wants to take a timeout. Unitego 27, Afton 17 with 5:55 to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier, Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitego Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:55 to go, second quarter, 27-17 to score. Unitego on top of Afton as out of the timeout. Afton trying to draw something up here for this full court press. And Mikey Graven Briggs is going to break it himself down the right side. Stops, thinks about a jumper, can't get it to go. It rattled out. And the rebound is taken in here by Noah Hotella. Back up the floor for Jared Smith. Smith with the jumper, lost control of the ball. Ball flies out of bounds and will stay with Unitego. 5:37 to go, second quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com for any of our special listeners out there who might be big Unitego fans. You never know. Listening tonight, we always appreciate it. And our web stream is courtesy of SFCU for WCDOsports.com. Here's Afton with the ball in the corner and back out at the top of the key for Graven Briggs. Now for KJ Ives, who has it once again. 10 on the shot clock. Afton trying to work for an open shot, and they do. A long three for Brett Hubbard from downtown. He puts it in, and it's back to a 7-point game. Unitego 27 and Afton 20 with 5 minutes to go before the halftime break. Unitego to the far side for Tyler Stein. He's thinking about a three. Instead steps in, back out Dawson Wilsey, right side three, off the back rim, no good. Rebound is loose on the floor, scooped up here by Afton. And Ives will pass one for Graven Briggs, who will walk it up the floor. Briggs turns on the Jets and passes off for Nabinger, right side for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound, and we'll have a whistle. With 4:40 to go before the halftime break, foul underneath on Afton. And now those fouls are starting to even out. We have 8 as a team on Unitego, 5 now on Afton. Before, it was 8-0 at one point in that category. So 4:40 to go until the halftime break. 27-20 to score. Unitigo brings the ball to the floor going right to left. Jared Smith in the right corner outside the three-point line. Steps in for a three. Got it. Downtown for Jared Smith, and he's got 5 points. And it's a 10-point lead, 30-20 for Unitigo over Afton. Crimson Knights break the press. Here is Mikey Graven-Briggs. Throws up a jumper that's no good. And a rebound for Dean Reed, and the outlet pass for Jared Smith in front of the scorer's table, far side. Out for Hotella for three. Far side is good for Noah Hotella. He's got 5 points. Timeout is taken by Afton. With 4:05 to go in the second quarter, it's the Spartans 33 and the Knights 20. We'll be right back on CDO.
It's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home.
Okay, one or two.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. And I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. And if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 33-20 the score. Unitigo boys on top of Afton here. It's game two of our doubleheader. The Unitigo girls escaped with a 42-31 victory over Afton in the first game. And that score doesn't really indicate how close that game was. About 3 minutes left. It was a one-point game. Afton took the lead several times in the fourth quarter by one. And then Unitigo just got hot down the stretch. Hazel Hano nailed a couple of shots, as well as Bailey Faulkner. And the eighth graders for Unitigo are the real deal, the Perry sisters. Morgan and Megan are going to be great to watch over the next couple of years. They're going to be an exciting team. So the Unitigo girls win the first game of the doubleheader here tonight at Afton. And right now the Unitigo boys with a 13-point lead, 33-20, with 4 minutes to go until the halftime break. A foul at midcourt as Afton just gets the ball in out of the timeout. And it looks like Dean Reed is going to be whistled for the foul here. And that will be the ninth team foul on Unitigo. So Afton going right back to the line. Not sure if they're going to get this one on Reed or on Hotella at midcourt. And it looks like they're going to give this one to Hotella, actually. It was Reed and Hotella who were right there at midcourt trying to get that little double-team trap. And Unitigo has maybe just been a little bit too aggressive on some of those tonight, but you do like to see that aggression out there, especially on that man-to-man full-court press. First shot is off the mark, no good for Ives, and so Unitigo comes down with a rebound, and they'll sprint out of there, bring it back up the floor with Cody Smith. Smith to the far side, finding Dawson Wilsey, taking his time, looking for his option, skips across the top of the zone, down low, right low block for Dean Reed, sells the fake really well, and then can't make the layup. Afton with the rebound, and back to the races they go for Mikey Graven-Briggs. He can't get it to go. Ball out of bounds and back to Unitigo. Boy, I tell you, Mikey Graven-Briggs gets the ball. It's like they shot him out of a cannon. He goes flying down the court, and that time just couldn't hold on as the ball slipped out of bounds. Unitigo going left to right, back the other way with Dawson Wilsey on the far side, outside the three-point line, with 3:20 to go before the halftime break. Unitigo on top of Afton, 33-20, here in the boys' contest tonight. Here is Dawson Wilsey at the top of the key. 15 on the shot clock. Finds Smith, far side for three. No good. Rebound for Nabinger of Afton. And he'll walk it down the floor. Nabinger avoids some pressures. He brings it into the front court. Coast to coast he goes, and he's fouled. Colin Nabinger saw the lane just open up. He went for it, gets the layup, and he's fouled. He's looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. So the junior wearing number 22, Colin Nabinger, will head to the charity stripe here for the Crimson Knights. He'll step up here, the 6-foot-tall junior, Nabinger, with 5 points. Looking to make it 6 here for Afton. Foul shot is up and good. Nothing but net for Nabinger. He's got 6. 33-23 our score. Unitigo on top of Afton with 3 minutes to go before the halftime break in our boys' contest here tonight. Here is Hotella to the far side, finding Jared Smith. Baseline drive, takes it to the hoop, and he's fouled very hard. Can't make the basket. He'll go to the line. Boy, he got laid out as he went up for that layup. It was an excellent move along the baseline. He was just able to kind of thread the needle and find enough space to get to the hoop there. Took a big hit and was fouled and will go to the line. So 2:50 to go in the second quarter. It's 33-23. Smith to the line. First one, no good. Jared Smith, the 6'1" senior wearing number 10, the quarterback from that football team that went to the Section 4 Class D finals this year, and he knows how to take a hit or two, so he bounces right back up. Second foul shot, up and good, so Smith has six, and Unitego leads 34-23. Graven Briggs will help break the press, this time with a long pass ahead to Brett Hubbard. Hubbard down low, the jumper is good for Brett Hubbard. He's got 5 points, and it's 34-25. Afton hanging around with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Left side for Hotella. Little bounce pass into the corner for Cooper Thayer. Down low looking for Andy Sheldon. He's stripped of the ball. And Keith Ives comes out of the pack with the ball. Back down the floor for Afton on the right side as the Crimson Knights go right to left. Here is Michael Graven Briggs to the high post. Kicks one back out. Long three from the corner there for Hubbard. No good. Rebound Unitego. And ahead for Jared Smith. Smith outside the three-point line. Nice little move to get down low. Passes one off for Hotella. 25 on the shot clock. Back out for Smith. His jumper no good. Hotella is there to clean it up and puts it in. He's got seven. 1:50 to go in the second quarter in Unitego with a 36-25 lead. Knights bring it down the floor here with Nabinger, who passes for Graven Briggs on the far side, looking for options with 20 seconds to go here on the shot clock. Finding Nabinger again on the left side. Nabinger will dribble it out. Sets up the offense. Finds Graven Briggs in the corner. A little touch shot on the three. No good. Sheldon rips down a rebound for Unitego. With a minute 25 to go before the halftime break. You want to make sure to stay tuned. We have our Mirabado Energy Products halftime report. Dawson will see in the corner in front of the Afton bench. Finds Hotella, pump fakes on a three. Tries to go to the rim. Lost it. And here comes Mikey Graven Briggs with a loose ball. Ahead he comes, stops up off the glass, can't get it to go. Sheldon with another rebound. It's turned into a track meet here, folks, as Unitego back the other way, going left to right. Down the right wing for Cooper Thayer. A little lofty pass into the corner on the far side for Dawson Wilsey, who's in the corner outside the three-point line. Back up for Jared Smith, straight away two-pointer from the foul line, no good. Ball loose on the floor, back for Dawson Wilsey. He takes it to the rim, partially blocked, and Afton comes away. Nabinger, a little floating pass ahead here for Ives. He steps in. The jumper off the glass is no good. And another rebound for Unitego, and the track meet continues. Cooper Thayer is going to put on the brakes here as head coach Cal Locke shouts out to his crew that he wants one shot now that the shot clock is off. Unitego with a 36-25 lead and 15 seconds to go here before the halftime break. Here is Wilsey. Peeking down low, trying to find Sheldon. Instead, they go to Cooper Thayer for three. No good. Rebound for Afton with 5 seconds left. And we're going to have a traveling violation on Marcus Pinnell. Is going to give the ball right back to Unitego with 4.3 seconds to go in the second quarter. We'll see what they can draw up here. Underneath the bucket for Jared Smith. He will inbound the ball. Gets it out for Cooper Thayer. Clock starts. They get it across for Sheldon, and the jumper is good. Andy Sheldon with the jumper from the elbow on the right side, and it's 38-25. That's the lead at the halftime break for the Unitego Spartans over the home team here tonight, the Afton Crimson Knights. We'll have our Mirabado Energy Products halftime report coming right up. Again, our halftime score, Unitego 38 and Afton 25 in our boys' contest tonight. I'm Nate Lull on CDO. Over Afton here as Unitego on the road tonight. They go right inside to Dean Reed. Misses on the little turnaround shot on the right side. And back up the other way for Afton. A shot up and good for Zach Alford. His first 2 points of the night. And it's 38-27. Unitego going right to left there in the green uniforms with the white trim. A pass down low for Reed. He couldn't hold on. Afton will take it away as they go left to right with the white uniforms and the red trim. And here is Nabinger on the left side. Back for Graven Briggs. Little dribble drive, turns the corner, and he's fouled by Unitego as he goes up for the right-handed layup. Mikey Graven Briggs can turn on a dime, I tell you that, folks. Once he gets that first step on you, you have to look out because he's going right for the hoop. 7:20 to go in the third quarter. 38-27, Unitego on top of Afton, and Graven Briggs to the line. First shot is no good. Team high 8 points for Graven Briggs in the first half. Second foul shot coming here for Michael Graven Briggs of Afton, and this one is up and good. So he has 9 points, and it's 38-28 with 7:15 to go in the third quarter. To the right side here for Dawson Wilsey, who slipped on the play. They get one back for Jared Smith, back across for Wilsey. Wilsey will pass down low for Dean Reed, and again, it was just tipped before it got to him, and a steal by Zach Alford. Afton back the other way, and Alford goes up for a little Dr. J finger roll. We'll have a whistle after he missed that one and a foul on the play. So just 1 minute into the third quarter, and Afton starting to chip away a little bit at this Unitigo lead. It's 38-28 now. That foul will be on Afton as Keith Ives was whistled for a foul on that rebound off the miss there from Alford. So Unitigo gets it back. They go down low here for Dean Reed. Turnaround is knocked away again by Alford with another steal. Alford trying to go coast to coast. Dipsy do up off the glass and in for Zach Alford. Where is this coming from? Very nice move there from Alford. Unitigo takes a timeout. 6:35 to go, third quarter. 38-30. Unitigo on top of Afton. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit chambersohara.com today.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. An 8-point lead for Unitigo over Afton early in the third quarter, 38-30. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. And they are also a sponsor for our game audio archive. You can click on that and listen back to any game we've done, whether it be football, basketball, any other sport over the last couple of years. It's all right there in the game audio archive for free, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union on WCDOsports.com. Michael Graven Briggs with a steal for Afton out of the timeout. Misses the right-handed layup, though. And Unitigo gets the loose change, and they'll bring it back down the floor. Boy, he did everything. Got the hard steal and just couldn't convert on the layup. That would have really brought Afton right back into it. Unitigo outside the three-point line at the top of the key, reversing to the far side for Dawson Wilsey. They go high post for Dean Reed, tipped again. He can't hold on to the ball. It's like a hot potato down there. 2 minutes into the third quarter, 38-30 is the score. Afton trying to crawl their way back in. Here's Michael Graven Briggs for three. And that one, not enough mustard on that one, short on the front of the rim. Afton can't get it to go, and Unitigo back the other way. Here is Jared Smith stripped of the ball, and Alford is off to the races. Ahead for Graven Briggs. He throws it up, and he's fouled. Michael Graven Briggs with a great effort there after the steal by Zach Alford, who sent it ahead to him, and he was fouled. And Michael Graven Briggs might as well set up a tent here at the foul line because he's been there enough tonight and just camp out because he's right back to shoot two once again. First one is up and good, nothing but net, and he has 10 points. So Michael Graven Briggs makes it a 38-31 game. I got to give him credit. He's not afraid to go to the rim and take that contact or get scrappy underneath the hoop. Got to give him a lot of credit for that. They are just cleaning up a little wet spot on the floor here underneath the basket, so the crowd giving an enthusiastic little round of applause here for one of the Afton players who's come off the bench and cleaned up that spot. He cleaned it up, and then he went to go back to the bench, and the referee said, nope, come back. I want you to do it again. And so he got a real nice round of applause. Graven Briggs, the second shot up and good. He's got 11. We got a ball game, folks. Unitigo 38, Afton 32 with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Here is Zach Carey as Unitigo now goes right to left. They're in the green uniforms with the white trim. Here's Smith. Pull-up jumper. Got it. And that's the bucket that they needed. Smith has got 8. And it's back to an 8-point lead for the Spartans, 40-32, with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. To the near side for Afton, for Brett Hubbard. He tries to pass back up to the top of the key, and we'll have an over-and-back call. Into the backcourt it goes, and the ball will go back to Unitigo. Longtime head coach Dick Winans at the helm here for Afton. Boy, he had some excellent teams back in the mid-2000s that went deep in sectionals. Boy, just fantastic teams. He's a great coach. Into the corner now for Zach Carey. Carey thinking about a three. He's going to launch one up. It's short. Rebound for Noah Hotella. Kicks one back out. Cody Smith for three. That one's off the mark. Skying for the rebound there is Nabinger for Afton. He'll put the brakes on. Get it back to Michael Graven-Briggs. Passing into the corner now. A three for Afton is no good from Brett Hubbard. And a rebound for Unitigo and Jared Smith. 4.5 to go, third quarter, 40-32 the score. Unitigo on top, on the road here at Afton and Mac play tonight. Here is Noah Hotella. Skips it back across for Zach Carey, right side. The jumper, no good, but he's fouled with 4:20 to go, third quarter. And Zach Carey is going to go to the line. Heck of a soccer player Zach Carey is, the junior wearing number 12 here for Unitigo. You see him on the soccer field, he's just one of those guys that just always seems to be near the goal and finds the ball on his foot at the right time. Misses the first foul shot here for the Spartans. Nice collection of the football and soccer teams that are making up this basketball team here this year for Unitigo. Carry to the line, his second shot, no good, rattled out. Dean Reed, the rebound and the putback, he's got 16 points. Nice shot there from Dean Reed to make it 42-32. With 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Afton bringing the ball down the floor. It's loose, stripped out of there by Jared Smith. Ball loose on the floor. And we're going to have a jump ball with 4:08 to go in the third. Boy, things got testy there at the bottom of the pile as everybody was going head first looking for that ball. 4:08 to go in the third quarter. Afton gets it in. The jumper off the mark, no good. Therefore, Kyle Grover and Afton with a rebound. Up the floor they come with Cody Smith. Smith to the far side for Zach Carey. Back for Smith. Carey trying to work it to the high post now where Jared Smith is spending his time in the second half. They instead go down low. Dean Reed, turnaround shot is good on the left baseline, and he's got 18. Unitigo back to a 44-32 lead. And Michael Graven-Briggs again will bring it up the floor for Afton. Kicks it out for Grover for three in the corner. Off the mark, no good. Reed with a rebound. Outlet pass for Jared Smith. Smith trying to go coast to coast. Down low, dumps one off for Carey. The jumper is good. And Zach Carey with his first buck of the night. He's got two. And Unitigo starting to open up this lead, 46-32. And Afton will take a timeout. 3:17 to go in the third quarter. Unitigo's fired up now. Again, it's Unitigo 46, Afton 32. We'll be right back on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:15 to go, third quarter, 46-32 the score. The Unitigo boys on top of Afton on the road. Game two of our doubleheader here tonight. Unitigo girls defeating Afton 42-31. In the first game tonight, here's Nabinger, dribble drive into the paint, hanging, and gets it to go. Floating through the air, Nabinger now with 8 points, puts it in, and it's 46-34 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here is Zach Carey, left side, outside the three-point line, reversing it for Cody Smith as they work it around the top of the three-point arch. Back for Carey. Passing one down low for Dean Reed, again on the baseline. Can't get the shot to go this time. Rebound for Zach Alford of Afton, and down the left side he goes. Tried to dribble behind the back and lost it. Cody Smith picked his pocket for Unitigo with 2.5 to go, third quarter. It's Unitigo 46, Afton 34. Here is Jared Smith passing one for Zach Carey, down low for Dean Reed off the glass. Too strong. Rebound for the Crimson Knights. Boy, right now, if Dean Reed shoots, nobody else seems to be finding a way to get the rebound for Unitego. Here is K.J. Ives with a shot from three-point land for Afton. No good. Jared Smith picks up the loose change. Finds Zach Carey. Gets into the paint. The little hook shot is good. Zach Carey puts it home. He's got 4 points. Unitego makes it 48-34. And we'll have a whistle as Afton tries to get the ball in. Cody Smith will be whistled for a foul. And this full court press for Unitego is a physical style of press. They are not going to let you dribble the ball up the floor without a few bumps, a few bruises, a couple of double teams, you name it, they're going to throw it in there. So 2 minutes to go, third quarter. And Unitego with a 48-34 lead on the road tonight at Afton. Afton gets it in to Zach Alford at midcourt. Alford with a nice little kick-out pass. Here is Hubbard for three. No good. Rebound, Jared Smith. Smith is going to bring it up the floor, and he's fouled by Mikey Graven-Briggs with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Unitego with a 48-34 lead. And so Unitego now with three fouls up on the board. Afton also with three, in case you're keeping track at home on the team foul situation. And so Unitego gets the ball in at midcourt. Smith is going to go to the bench and get a little breather for a little bit. They go down low for Dean Reed. Reed kicks one out. Cooper Thayer, right side three. It's short. Ball out of bounds. Zach Carey can't save it in time, and it stays with Afton. Zach Youngs checking back in for Unitego and head coach Cal Locke. A minute 35 to go in the third quarter. 48-34 the score. Unitego boys on top of Afton here tonight. Thanks for joining us on CDO. A good MAC showdown between these two I-88 teams. And here is Alford at midcourt. Alford to the right side. Good handle. Step back jumper. No good. And Dean Reed with a rebound. Boy, that was a great move there by Alford. Ahead for Cooper Thayer up off the glass. He can't get it to go. Rebound and the track meet continues as Afton rips it down. Here comes Keith Ives. Back now for Alford to the right side. Alford's got some nice handles here, folks. Leaves one off for Nabinger, for Grover. Back for Alford, who dribbles on the baseline, lost it, and did he step out of bounds? No, but the ball did fly out of his hands, got punched free. Will stay with Afton with 57 seconds left in the third quarter, and the Spartans with a 48-34 lead over Afton. They'll get one in here for Alford for three from downtown. Zach Alford with 7 points, and it's 48-37. So Afton is keeping this manageable right now. You go on a little run, anything is possible. Crimson Knights sitting in a 2-3 zone. Unitego goes down low for Dean Reed. The pull-up shot is good, and Reed has got 20. He's been the difference maker tonight for Unitego. It's 50-37. Here is Alford at midcourt. Crosses the timeline. Goes right directly to the foul line. Pull-up jumper, no good. Reed with a rebound. And an outlet pass to Zach Carey with 25 seconds left in the quarter. Ahead for Zach Youngs, but he couldn't catch the ball. And Alford comes away with it. Alford stops and then gets to midcourt. Alford to the left side. And we'll pass one for Keith Ives. Back for Alford with 10 seconds to go, third quarter. And Alford to the near side, and let's see. This is going to be a foul on the play with 7 seconds left, and they're going to call it against Afton. They'll call it against Afton, so the ball's going to go back to Unitego. 7 seconds left in the third quarter, 50-37 the score. Unitego with the ball, down to 5 seconds left. Noah Blake has it. Gets it over for Cooper Thayer for three at the buzzer. No good. 50-37 is our score at the end of the third quarter. Unitego on top of the Afton boys live here at Afton Central School tonight. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, Banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
50-37. Unitego on top of Afton as we start the fourth quarter. Unitego's in the road green uniforms, the white trim. Afton is in the home white uniforms with the red trim. Dean Reed with 20 points to lead Unitego, and 11 points for Michael Graven Briggs to lead Afton on the other side. Some good balanced scoring here tonight for Unitego. You have Reed with 20, Jared Smith with 8, Noah Hotella with 7. Really on the other side for Afton, some good scoring as well. 11 for Graven Briggs, 8 for Colin Nabinger, 7 for Zach Alford, and 5 for Brett Hubbard. So Unitego with the ball, going right to left. Start this fourth quarter. They bounce it inside, looking for Andy Sheldon. He goes up. Boy, that looked pretty clean on a block there by Marcus Pennell. And they're going to call him for the foul, and Sheldon's going to go to the line. Boy, that's a tough one. Sheldon with 4 points so far, the junior wearing number 14, 6 foot tall, stands at the line. First one up and good for Sheldon. He has 5 now, and Unitego increases the lead to 51-37. Second shot coming here for Sheldon. Post-game show coming up after this fourth quarter as Sheldon hits the second one. He's got 6. We'll have our 3 awards for the broadcast here tonight for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Here is Mikey Graven Briggs, and he is fouled as he goes up for the jumper on the left side. And so the team foul situation, Afton with 5, Unitego now with 4. Afton will inbound the ball with Keith Ives underneath the bucket as they get it in here for Zach Alford. Alford for Graven Briggs, down low for Pennell, can't get it to go. Rebound here for Sheldon, and an outlet pass here for Cooper Thayer. Thayer trying to go coast to coast, up off the glass and in for Cooper Thayer. His first bucket of the night, he's got 2 points, and it's 54-37. 8 different guys have scored tonight so far for Unitego. You like to see that balance. Here's Zach Alford, and he is fouled as he tries to get to the bucket with 7:15 to go in the fourth quarter. And it's 54-37, Unitego on top of Afton. And so Kyle Grover will inbound the ball underneath the bucket. Everybody has been in the contest so far tonight here for Unitego, as everybody's seeing some quality minutes in this MAC Road contest tonight. Afton gets it in, and Michael Graven Briggs can't get it to go down, and the rebound comes to Unitego. Wide open left-handed layup, and just it would not fall. Went around the whole cylinder before it popped free. Here is Dawson Wilsey to the right side. Back up top here for Cody Smith. Outside the three-point line, back for Wilsey. Wilsey for Smith in the corner for 3. Can't get it to go on the three-pointer. Rebound for Afton. And now it's stolen right back here by Noah Blake. He takes it to the tin. Can't get it to go. Andy Sheldon a rebound, and he's fouled. 6:47 to go in the fourth. And Unitego a 54-37 lead. Ball will be inbounded underneath the basket. And we're coming up on shooting territory as Afton has 6 fouls. Unitego has 5. Unitego will get the ball in here for Cody Smith. Back to the top of the key here for Noah Blake. Unitego burning a little clock here, shuffling it around the top of the 2-3 zone. Here's Dawson Wilsey. Wilsey back for Cody Smith. Back for Wilsey, right side for 3. And Dawson Wilsey, his first bucket of the night, is from downtown. And it's a 57-37 lead for Unitego with 6:20 to go, fourth quarter. Afton throws up a shot with Marcus Pennell. They can't get it to go. Wilsey ahead now for Noah Blake, and it's blocked out of there by Afton. 57-37 the score with 6:13 to go in the fourth quarter, and Afton's going to take a timeout. Unitego will have the ball when we come back. Again, our score, the Spartans 57, the Knights 37. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
A 57-37 lead for Unitego over Afton on the road here tonight. Just about 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll have a bunch more games this week as I'll be traveling around as I do for some Twitter coverage of games. And on Saturday, we'll be up in Morris for the Girls and Boys Championship contest there of the Joan Martin and Ray Clement tournaments. Some good local talent from the MAC, the Tri-Valley, and the Delaware Leagues in that tournament this year. So that should be fun. And next week, as we said, BG and Delhi Girls on Wednesday the 21st. That's like an early Christmas present. Out of the timeout, Unitego gives it to Tyler Stein, who puts it up and in. He's got 4 points, and it's Unitego 59, Afton 37. Here's Michael Graven Briggs dropping one off for Keith Hubbard from downtown. He gets it to go, and he's got 5 points to make it 59 to 40. Afton does have some shooters from the outside if they can get hot. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego with a comfortable 59 to 40 lead. Dribble drive here for Cody Smith. He's blocked out of there by Alford, and the rebound goes to Afton. And here is Michael Graven Briggs down the floor, floats one up and in. Michael Graven Briggs has got 13, and it's a 59 to 42 lead now for Unitego over Afton. Here is Dawson Wilsey. So we come up on 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Hands one off for Cody Smith. 20 on the shot clock. Wilsey to the right side. Dribble drive. Kicks one out for Cody Smith through his fingertips. And out of play. And you can see the frustration on his face. So we hit 5:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Spartans with the lead here. 59-42 on the road against the Afton Crimson Knights. Here is Alford outside the three-point line. Lost the ball there, but he's going to hustle back and get it in the backcourt. Great hustle by Cody Smith, who absolutely laid himself out to try to make that steal. Here's Michael Graven Briggs for a three. Downtown swish for Michael Graven Briggs. He's got 16, and a timeout is taken here by Unitego. It's the Spartans 59 and the Afton Crimson Knights 45. So again, 59-45. Unitego in the lead with 4:40 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter action, folks, live from Afton Central School. Never ceases to amaze me when you look up at the banners here, folks. 7 softball state championships, spanning all the way back to the 84-85 season and as recently as the 2009 season for the softball program here. Just absolutely unbelievable. Between softball and field hockey, this is certainly a very, very rich school in those two sports. And it's great. I always enjoy looking at the banners when I'm here. 4.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 59-45 the score. Afton with a steal. Michael Graven Briggs coast to coast, and the little finger roll won't go down, and Unitego back the other way. Here's Cooper Thayer. Thayer outside the three-point line, looking to pass to Jared Smith. Smith gets into the paint, dumps one off for Noah Hotala. Can't get it to go. Rebound, loose on the floor. Hotala gets it again and can't put it in. He's fouled, though, and he'll go to the line. Boy, it's like there was a lid on the basket there with 4:07 left. And so Hotala will go to the line to shoot two. The sophomore, the only sophomore on the roster here, has 7 points tonight, looking to add to it here. And Hotala gets the first one to go. He has 8. With 4:05 to go, fourth quarter. 60-45. The Unitigo lead. Hotala's second shot, no good. Rebound for Pinnell of Afton. And Michael Graven-Briggs with 16 points for Afton will bring it up the floor. In case you're just joining us, 60-45 the score. Unitigo boys on top of Afton here on the road. Dawson Wilsey with a steal, trying to go coast-to-coast for Unitigo, and he's fouled with 3:50 left. Game two of our doubleheader here tonight on CDL. The Unitigo girls winning 42-31 in the opener tonight here against Afton. That was a one-point game with about 3.5 minutes left before some timely jumpers started to fall for Unitigo on a tough shooting night, and they pulled away for the victory. Wilsey, the first foul shot up and good. Dawson Wilsey now with 4 points, and Unitigo leads 61-45 with 3:50 left. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Second one for Wilsey, nothing but net. He's got 5 points. Good balanced scoring tonight for the Spartans. 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Unitigo on top, 62-45. Here is Afton with the ball going left to right. Little floating jumper there for Kyle Grover on the right side. No good. Unitigo with a rebound. They're off to the races. And the ball deflected out of bounds, but will stay with the Spartans at midcourt. Unitigo is in the dark green uniforms with the white trim. Afton is in the white uniforms with the red trim here tonight. Here is Cooper Thayer at midcourt, crossing that Afton Central logo at midcourt. Jared Smith takes it to the hoop for Unitigo, and he's fouled. Smith, the senior, with 8 points. He'll look to add to it here from the charity stripe with 3:28 left. Post-game show coming up. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, ACO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance. So Smith stands at the line here, the senior who's the quarterback on the football team, as we said before. First foul shot, no good. Boy, hit the rim about 6 times, rolled around the back of the cylinder, and then popped out. Both teams going to the bench here late in the contest, making sure everybody gets in here tonight in this MAC boys contest, game two of our doubleheader. 62-45 the score. I want to welcome all our listeners online here tonight on WCDOsports.com. As Smith puts the second one up and in, he's got 9. I know we have a local listener online in Oneonta. Welcome. Also a listener tonight I see in West Point listening in. Maybe a longtime Spartan fan there. Rebound for Unitigo, and Smith will bring it back up the floor to the left side. Jared Smith with 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Passes for Cooper Thayer on the far side of the floor. Thayer looking for his options here as Unitigo wants to burn a little clock here late in the contest with a comfortable lead, 63-45. Thayer will find Dawson Wilsey, little stutter step, far side, outside the three-point line, gets into the paint, kicks one back out, but a steal by Michael Graven-Briggs. He streaks down the floor, throws up a right-handed layup, no good, and the ball out of bounds after Unitigo tried to save the rebound. So 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter, 63-45 to score, Unitigo on top. And Afton will inbound the ball underneath their own basket to our right. We're right at midcourt here at Afton Central School. They get the ball in, a long three-pointer there for Kyle Grover is off the mark, no good. Cooper Thayer rips down a rebound for Unitigo and will walk it back up the floor with 2:35 to go. This will be a nice win tonight if Unitigo can hang on as they go right to left. And they will sweep the doubleheader here tonight, the boys and the girls, over Afton. Unitigo is going to take a timeout with head coach Cal Locke. 2:25 to go, fourth quarter. It's Unitigo 63, Afton 45. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. You're listening to Live High School Sports on CDO.
ACO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. ACO Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. As we sit here at midcourt, Afton Central School with 2:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Nate Lull and Ricky McPherson from Ricky McPherson Photos. Check out his work on Facebook, folks. Great local photographer along with his brother Jason McPherson. They do a lot for a lot of these athletes. And make sure you check out their work there as they do some fine work with the local sports photos. 22 points now for Dean Reed on a little turnaround shot to make it 65-45 with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Alford. Kicks it out for a straightaway three. Swish from Kyle Grover. And he has got 8 points. 65-48 now the score with a minute 55 to go. I would be remiss if I didn't mention our other photographer who always helps us out, Brian the Photo Guy. Always helping us with some great local sports photos. So kudos to all those guys for really sending us some great work that we can share on our website and, you know, as well as on our social media. So 1:50 to go, fourth quarter, 65-48 the score, and Noah Hotella will step to the line here for the Spartans. Hotella with the first shot is up and in. So Hotella now with 9 points. He's looking to get into double figures. 66-48 the score as Unitigo hoping to stamp a win here in the MAC tonight on the road. They're hard to come by on the road. This one won't go down as he was looking for 10 points. He'll stay on 9. Ball loose on the floor. Scooped up here by Afton. Ball rolls out of bounds. And we'll stay with Unitigo. So Jared Smith will inbound the ball underneath the basket. Smith will find Zach Carey. Bounce pass right back to Smith. Well-designed play, and he can't get the jumper to go. We'll have a foul with a minute 40 to go. That one will be on Dean Reed for an over-the-back. So 66-48 to the score. Unitigo on top. Alford will bring it up the floor here for the Afton Crimson Knights. Flips one out here. A long three from the right side for Grover is no good. Tracks down his own rebound. Gets it back up top for Nabinger. Pump fakes on a three. Gets into the paint. Hanging there, and it's good for Colin Nabinger, who's got 10 points. So he's into double figures. And it's 66-50 with a minute 20 left in the fourth quarter. Here's Cooper Thayer. Right side, stripped of the ball. Out of bounds, and we'll go back to Afton here with a minute 14 to go. Post-game show will be coming up. Again, we'll give out our three awards here tonight. A lot of candidates from both sides, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. Alford will bring the ball down the floor to the right side, kicks it out for three. Nabinger pump fakes, gets again to the rim. Can't get the little bank shot to go. Rebound here for Smith of Unitigo, and we'll have a whistle as he is fouled as we are in the double bonus now for Afton with 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter, and Jared Smith takes the long walk down to the opposite foul line. He's got 9 points and looking to get into double figures, and a 16-point lead here for Unitigo as Smith gets to the foul line. A couple of dribbles here at the charity stripe. First shot up and good for Jared Smith. And, you know, kudos to him. He didn't play fall sports, or he didn't play spring sports last year. Put a lot of extra time into AAU. That's what he wanted to do. And it's paid off for him. He's having a nice senior season. Second one is off the mark, no good. And we'll have a foul. And this one is going to be on Unitigo. So we're going to walk everybody down to the other end of the floor and shoot foul shots down here, as that's the seventh foul on Unitigo. And it will be Zach Alford going to the line for the Crimson Knights with 1 minute left. Afton trailing 67-50. As Alford, the junior, to the charity stripe, first one is good. So Alford has 8. So some balanced scoring, 16 for Michael Graven Briggs, but besides that you have Colin Nabinger with 10, Kyle Grover with 8, and now you have 8 for Zach Alford as well. See if he can make it 9 here. Oh, curse of the broadcaster as that one rattles out, and we're under a minute to go. It's 67-51. Cody Smith will bring it up the floor now for Unitigo as they look to seal this victory up here tonight with 50 seconds left. Cody Smith trying to get to the rim, and he's fouled. And so he'll head to the line with 45 seconds left for the Unitigo Spartans. The girls win earlier tonight, 42-31. Boy, the two eighth graders looked very good on the Unitego girls varsity team. The Perry sisters doing a very nice job. Megan and Morgan, of course, senior leadership as well from Hazel Hanel with 15 points. And Bailey Faulkner with 9. She looked good as well. First shot is up and good for Cody Smith. Second one is good for Smith. And if I am not mistaken, all but one player has scored on the roster tonight for Unitego. Noah Blake, who has played a lot, has not scored. But besides that, everybody else on the roster has scored tonight for Unitego. It's 69-51. Unitego gets the ball back once again with 30 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter and a 69-51 lead. Left side for Noah Hotala, who has 9 points. Finds Jared Smith, who has 10. Shot clock is off, and Unitego will look to dribble out the last 15 seconds of this contest here tonight as they will pick up a very nice MAC victory on the road against the Crimson Knights of Afton. Our post-game show will be coming up. A foul is committed by Afton with 5 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. And so this is going to send Zach Carey to the line with, again, 5.9 seconds left. Game is out of reach. Really no need for the foul there at this point. But, hey, Zach Carey with a chance to put some more points on the board here. First one is up and good for Zach Carey. He's got 5. Second shot coming here for Carey. This one is good. So Zach Carey now with 6. It's a 71-51 lead. Afton's going to come down and maybe go for one last shot. As time will expire, they do get one off, but that's not going to go. And our final score is Unitego 71 and Afton 51. Post-game show coming up here on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Afton Central School. It's our postgame show here, folks, as the Unitego boys take down the Afton boys 71-51 in game two of our doubleheader here tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Unitego, again, everybody but one guy on the team scores tonight for Unitego. You love to see that balance. 22 points from Dean Reed here tonight. That's a game high. 10 from Jared Smith, 9 from Noah Hotella, and then it's a whole host of guys with 6 and 5 points. 6 from Zach Carey, 6 with Andy Sheldon, 5 from Dawson Wilsey, 5 from Zach Youngs, and then 2 from Cooper Thayer, 4 from Tyler Stein, and then right back down to 2 for Cody Smith. So Noah Blake, the odd man out tonight, couldn't get a bucket, but he did see some good timeout on the floor. 16 points from Michael Graven Briggs tonight. On the other side for Afton, that's a team high. 10 from Colin Nabinger, 8 from Zach Alford, 8 from Kyle Grover, 5 from Brett Hubbard, and 2 points tonight from Keith Ives. So that's the scoring on the other side for Afton. Our post-game awards First, we'll do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'll give that award tonight to Dean Reed of Unitego. 22 points, was just a monster on the boards. Great night tonight for Dean. He gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Want to give that tonight to Jared Smith. 10 points, and I thought he did a great job in the double teams and kind of controlling Mikey Graven-Briggs a little bit, so I want to give that to him. A lot of good hustle out there tonight that won't show up in the box score for Jared Smith of Unitego. And finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO is in Sydney and is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. 16 points tonight for Michael Graven-Briggs from Afton. He will get our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. Just a hustler, does everything he can on both ends of the floor. 16 points to lead Afton, well-deserved tonight for our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. That's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. A huge thank you to Afton Central School. They set me up so well when I come here. You know, I walk in the door, the table is here, everything is set up, the phone line is all set. It's a beautiful thing. All the cords are taped down to the floor. I'm treated like royalty here. I can't complain. So a big thank you to them. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in the CDO studios. The Unitego girls and Unitego boys win on the doubleheader here tonight. A fantastic game. The girls game was really fun to watch. And then the Unitego boys win 71-51 here tonight in the nightcap in the boys MAC contest here tonight. Big win for Unitego on the road. Again, a big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in the CDO studios. We'll see you on Saturday for another radio broadcast as we'll be up at the Morris Tournament. Again, stay safe, and with all this crazy weather out there, drive safe as well tonight, folks. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.